Amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody in the sanctuary. Good morning, everybody on YouTube and Facebook. Welcome to Taylor's Tabernacle. Amen. It's another good, Sunday morning. And it's interesting, y'all that are online can't see this, but there was just a couple of us in here, and it was like the gates just opened, and a flood of people just came in. Amen. Amen. So we can all fellowship together in the name of our Lord. Amen. 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 So this is the final Sunday of the year 2025. So we are going to stand and pray. But let us think as we pray, he has brought us through another year. If we look at this year, despite all the ups and all the downs, his love was always up there, right? Watching over us, providing for us. And here's another way to look at it for those of you who are here and online. Even if you lost somebody, think about all the blessings of the time that you had to be with that person. That's why we must always appreciate what the Lord has done for us. We don't know when our time is. But we know that every single day, every single moment is a blessing. Amen. 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 If we could all stand. And also, I don't know if everyone got the text, but we have to be aware that the bathrooms, we had to cut off the water. So we got to refrain from that. We'll have to make our way down the street if y'all have an emergency. But the bathrooms are closed right now. Amen. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you. Lord, for every single day, whether it rains or shines, thank you, Lord Jesus. For it is a day that we are able to pray and talk unto you. It is a day that we are able to fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. It is a day that we are able to enjoy our family and our loved ones. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for each and every day. Lord, help us to become more appreciative of your love. For us to see in a new light, in a new year, how much you do for us. Lord, anoint us to witness to somebody new every single day next year. Put someone in our presence, place a word in our heart and a word in our mouth that we could witness unto your glory, and that the word that you put in us to give to them would help them, would solve their situation, would heal them in their hearts and in their minds. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, for all we have to do is look at how much you have done. If we look back, not to go back, but look back to realize how far you have brought us through these years. How what we worried about 20 years ago, we don't worry about no more. How we know when we're in trouble and in situations and we're sick, we can call on you. For we didn't know that before we walked through those doors. We didn't know that before we read your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, this morning, prepare our hearts and our minds, and most of all, soften our hearts that we could receive your word. Write it on our hearts so that it sticks in and becomes a part of us, so that we would leave this morning transformed. So, Lord, anoint our pastor right now. Anoint his heart, his mind, and his tongue that he would deliver your rich word to us in a way that we could all hear and understand, so that we would be fortified and nourished in your word. And as we go out, we would give that word to somebody else. Thank you right now, Lord Jesus. You have more than two or three gathered together in this sanctuary in your name. Come sit next to us. Let us feel the warmth of your presence right beside us. Let us hear you talking in our ear. You are welcome into this tabernacle. You are welcome into our hearts. Sit with us. Sup with us. Fellowship with us, Christ Jesus. That we would work. Work hard in your kingdom. And be joyful as we do it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I'm going to read our scripture for this morning. It's going to be in Psalms 124. I'm going to find it again because it moved off my computer. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 124. It's going to read New King James Version. That's what it did to me. Change versions on me. There we go. Okay, New King James Version. Now, the title they have for Psalms 124 is The Lord, the Defense of His People. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Amen. 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 Let us always remember where what our help comes from. Amen. Amen. We can be seated. I don't know if I see Sister Leah. If not, I'm going to call our pastor out. Amen. Amen. So I guess we need to rise up again and honor the man of God as he comes out. Amen. 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 Our help comes what? From the Lord. Who has the Lord anointed to deliver us a word this morning? Our pastor, Jonathan Ford. Amen. Amen. Let us welcome our pastor.
Good morning and God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. What a joy it is to see all of your faces. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We are in the holiday season and just so grateful, especially for on last Sunday, for the angel tree celebration that we had as a part of our worship experience on last Sunday. Thanks to all of you who participated. Your wonderful gifts for the children, for the families that we were supporting. So thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you to Zakiah, Sister Zakiah. She's not here, but she headed that effort for us and did an excellent job. Anytime you have to coordinate and arrange with moving parts and moving people, it's always a challenge. But she did a great job with that, and then had all the kids back up in Sunday school this morning. So thank God for her and for all of her helpers. I know it was not a one-woman job, so thank you to all of her helpers as well. We're going to go to a familiar passage in the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. While you're turning there, I am going to give way for our sister Alex to come. You tell me. You good? Okay. That means I got to sing. All right. So, yeah, we're gonna need our help. But, no, very familiar passage at this time of the year, Isaiah, the 9th chapter, beginning at the 2nd verse. Okay? If you're there, you'll see these words: the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a great light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden, the staff of his shoulder, and the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle, and garments rolled in blood, will be used for burning and fuel of fire. Verse 6, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Amen. Just for a few moments this morning, I'm going to talk from the subject, heed the counselor's counsel. Heed the counselor's counsel. It's funny to me over the course of my life to have witnessed people who seek out counsel and then don't follow the counsel they sought out. I've seen folks not only seek out counsel, I've seen folks pay for counsel and then not do what the counselor has recommended on their behalf, right? So this morning, I just want to talk briefly about heeding the counselor's counsel. Fair? O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name shall be praised. Heavenly Father, we thank you how you have kept us and preserved us day by day, week by week, month by month, and here we are on the eve of another new year. Once again, you have kept us. You've provided for us. You've protected us. You have preserved us by your strength and by your word. And for that, we are grateful. For that reason, we make it a commitment, an obligation of ours to press our way to the house of the Lord so that we might be in your presence for no other purpose, for no other reason, but to exalt your name, to tell you thank you. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for what you've done for our families. Thank you for what you've done for our church, our faith community, our neighborhoods. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And now that we have come, we've set it, our purpose and our aim, to give more earnest heed to the things of God. So Holy Spirit, amplify your word in our hearing so that we might be encouraged and edified by it. And continue to bless us in the waning days of this year as we begin to prepare our hearts and mind for another new year. Holy Spirit, thank you in advance for what you will do. In Christ's name, for his sake, amen. You may be seated all over the sanctuary. Very familiar passage, especially as we get to verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Right? Names for the coming Messiah. When Isaiah wrote this prediction of the coming of the Wonderful Counselor, he was spurring Israel to remember their Messiah was indeed coming to establish his kingdom. Isaiah was writing nearly 800 years before the birth of Christ. This period of history was tumultuous as the Assyrians were on the march, taking people into captivity by droves. Isaiah's prophecy gave the people of God a hope they so desperately needed, that a child would be born to fulfill the Davidic covenant. And he would bear the titles Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And this child was indeed Christ. And the prophecy will reach its consummation at Christ's second coming. That Isaiah calls the Messiah the Wonderful Counselor indicates the kind of character this coming king will have. The word wonderful in this passage literally means incomprehensible. The Messiah will cause us to be full of wonder. The word is much weightier than the way it is used in normal conversation today. We say things are wonderful if in fact they are pleasant, lovely, or a least bit likable. Jesus is wonderful in a way that is boggling to the mind. Okay? So not wonderful in the way we say wonderful or use wonderful in our conversations, but in fact, Jesus is wonderful in a way that is boggling to the mind. The same word for wonderful is used in Judges 13 when Manoah, Samson's father, asked the Lord what his name was, and the angel of the Lord responded, "Why do you ask me my name?" Right? Remember, we talked about this, right? When we were going through Samuel's life, the angel responded and said, "Why do you ask me my name, seeing it is wonderful?" Remember we talked about that? That was one of the early sermons in the series. But I want you to get what he's saying. He's saying, why do you ask me my name since it is beyond your understanding? You follow what I'm saying? That's the kind of wonderful counselor he is. He's wonderful, not wonderful and you're cute, not wonderful and that's nice, not wonderful and that's cool, but wonderful in that he is beyond human comprehension. So the Hebrew prophet simply said he's a wonderful counselor, meaning he's unlike any other. He's unlike any other counselor you have hired, you have paid, you have sought. But this coming Messiah is a wonderful counselor, right? Are you with me? Jesus demonstrated his wonderfulness in various ways when he was with us on earth, beginning first with his conception in the womb of a virgin, Matthew 1. He showed us he is the wonderful one in his power to heal all throughout his ministry, his amazing teaching ability. It is said of Christ that no one spoke like him. And it wasn't just his oratorical ability. It was the things he said, right? That stirred both the heart and minds of the people. Why? Because he's a wonderful. He's beyond. They couldn't compare. They couldn't say, oh, he's like John the Baptist. He's like Adam. They couldn't compare him to anyone because he was a wonderful counselor. His perfect life and his resurrection from the dead also are marks of his wonderfulness. Jesus taught many wonderful things that are counterintuitive to the human mind. Jesus preached sermons like these. Blessed are those who mourn. Counterintuitive. Folks who are blessed, folks who are mourning are not blessed. Right? That wouldn't you say so? Wouldn't you agree? Folks that are dealing with death, heartache, pain, you wouldn't say they are blessed. But Jesus stood up and preached a sermon, blessed are they that mourn. And if he preached sermons, he would say, rejoice and be glad in persecution. Matthew 5:11, one of his sermons on the Mount, right? Again, counterintuitive. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, right? Anybody who would dare preach that sermon today would not have a church. Just nobody would go there. Why? Because no one would buy into that kind. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Right? I was talking with my sister over the holidays, and she was reminding me, oftentimes when I'm preaching, I say, oh, if I had my real church, right? If I preached this sermon, I would have no church, right? Because people don't go for that. Right? Why? It's counterintuitive. No one wants to hear that. No one can see the logic in that. Save what? A wonderful counselor, right? Who can see beyond our human reasoning. Jesus' kind of wonderful is awe-inspiring and superior to any other kind, for he is perfect in every way. The second part of the Messiah's title is the word counselor. In ancient Israel, a counselor was portrayed as a wise king, such as Solomon, who gave guidance and wisdom to his people. Isaiah uses this word again later in his writing, Isaiah 28 and 29, to describe the Lord. This also comes from the Lord of hosts. He is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. Jesus Christ is a wise counselor. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person's heart. He is able to advise people thoroughly because he is qualified in ways no human counselor is. In Christ is hidden all of the treasure of wisdom and knowledge, Colossians 2 and 3, including the knowledge of all human nature. Jesus always knows what we are going through. He always knows the right course of action that should be taken. Christ's position as our wonderful counselor means we can trust him to listen to our problems and guide us in a proper direction. We can be sure he is listening because he has told us to pray to him about our worries, told us to cast all of our cares on him because he cares. We can be certain he has our best interest at heart because he loves us. His love is so wide, so deep, and so wonderful that we cannot fully understand or comprehend it. So in closing, I would say my advice that would be appropriate with this subject matter. But my advice is going to be where we started. Heed the counselor's counsel, right? Just as we started out the sermon by recalling and thinking in our minds, people we know who have received counsel and then refused it at the same time. Let us not be one of them. I'm assuming you came because you want the wonderful counsel, right? That's why you came, right? Now that you have gained access to the wonderful counselor, and if you didn't know, this is his counsel, right? This is his advice, his instructions, and guidance for your life and mine. Here it is, available, open, and accessible. All we have to do now is follow it, right? You done made the sacrifice for it to come. You done made the sacrifice for it to receive it. Now, it is our job and incumbent upon us to what? Follow it. Heed the counselor's counsel. During the course of the sermon last Sunday, I talked about making God a priority, right? And this is how you do it. This is how you make God a priority, by heeding his counsel. What a wonderful thing that he's not hidden it. He's not made it inaccessible. One of the great things about the crucifixion was that when he died, the Bible said the earth shook, and in the temple, the curtain that separated the most holy place was torn apart, symbolic of the access we now have to God himself. And it's in the person, in the form of his son, Jesus Christ. Right? And so as we close out 1 year and go into another new year, the advice is still the same. Heed the counselor's counsel. It's nothing different, nothing new, you know what I mean? Nothing more sexier than that. Heed the counselor's counsel. Shall we all stand? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed and holy is your name. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the access that we have to it, the freedom that we have in and through it. Father, I pray that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see. And above all, give us and our families hearts to obey your counsel. And we thank you for being our wonderful counselor. Thank you for being a mighty God. Thank you for being our everlasting Father. Thank you for being our Prince of Peace. We thank you for the peace that we have in God. We thank you for the peace that we have with God. And above all, we thank you for the peace that we have from God. And so, Father, I pray and I consecrate that priest into the heart and into the lives of every person, every man, every woman, boy and girl here and listening, that the peace of God would abound more and more and more. Even as we close out 1 year, cause the peace of God to follow us into the coming year, that we may seek and abide by the counsel of the one most wonderful. Beyond our human comprehension, beyond our understanding, help us to finally recognize that our peace can only be achieved by casting our cares on you. Your shoulders are big enough, broad enough. Your arms and hands are strong enough to not only carry our problems, but to carry us as well. So we put our hope and confidence in you and in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Taylor. You may be seated.
Amen. 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 I'll just say this. I appreciate that sermon because I serve as a legal counselor. And I can tell you how frustrating it is when people don't take your counsel. And so to hear this sermon, to realize how patient God is with us when we don't take the counsel. Because I just know from my own personal experience. I thank God for that sermon. Amen. 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 So we are moving forward. Everybody's got this look like, wow, we moving quick today. Amen. Amen. So I don't really have my drum roll tongue. I don't have a drummer, but it's offering time. Amen. Here's the short roll. Amen. 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 It is offering time. Amen. Amen. A little more enthusiastic. Amen. 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 Remember, done for us. Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Zelle, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive instructions. You'll receive a link with those instructions. Amen? To give through our website, please go to TaylorTabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions there. To give by U.S. mail, here are the instructions. Please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. For Venmo, it's at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309. For Zelle, it's at 215-287-6968. For those gathered here in the sanctuary, you will see the two baskets over there, one for your tithe and offering, and one for your speaker's offering. And if you would place that in there before you depart. Amen? Amen. Now, there's ways to specifically give to the pastor. You can give to the pastor via Cash App at $PastorJonathanFord. You can give directly at Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Amen? Now let's go to our announcements. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to subscribe right there on YouTube, on the YouTube page, or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all of our upcoming gatherings, events, and dates. If you're not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. Choir practice for all ages, second through fifth Sundays after service. Next, Pastor Ford is asking all members, family, and friends to join him online via Google Meet every Wednesday evening this month as we study Ephesians. I'm not sure what we're going to go to next month, but we know what, every Wednesday night. Amen? Amen. KZR-YSBO-OAH. For those of you that can't remember, there it is. Amen? Amen. Sunday school for juniors and teens. We will continue to meet over Google Meets from 8:30 to 9 a.m. every second through fifth Sunday. Amen? So let's make sure when we get the text in the morning with whatever the code is for the particular class that we make sure our young folks get on. Amen? Amen. Just give you another code. HFM. Anybody know the rest of it? No, I won't. I want anybody. VCHR-DZP. That's the teens. Invite a teen, please. Yeah, good, but invite some other children. Hey, before you go wherever you go, here, let me give you the code for my church. You can at least go, you can log in and have your kid come and just join the teens or the young folks at our church. Amen? Amen? Take it up. Amen? Amen. All right. Primary class Sunday school meets in person from 10:45 to 11:15 on the second floor. Amen? And that's also second through fifth Sundays, and that's our sister Zakia. Finally, we have the Pastor Ford's YLE Challenge, which was set forth at the start of the year. But remember, as far as young folks, it does make it a lot easier because, you know, they all got phones, right? Or they got access to something. So let's try to, not only we want to get young folks invite folks out, let's get some of us to invite folks out. The same way, if you've noticed on Wednesday night, remember what Wednesday night might just be, what, us? You notice where people are coming in from now? There's people in there from California, from New York, from Florida. Why? Because you guys said, hey, well, you know, if you're free on Wednesday night, I know you down in Georgia, but why don't you, here's the code. Log in on Wednesday night. Same thing with our children. Amen? Amen. I'm going to call out our pastor for our benediction. Amen.
Shall we all stand? And I just want to put an addendum to the announcements. Thanks, Deacon Todd, for that. But just wanted to add an addendum that, as he was saying, on this Wednesday night, prayerfully we'll be back on for prayer and Bible study. We didn't have it this past Wednesday because I actually fell ill. this week. I had the flu, if you didn't know that. And so I was in no shape on Wednesday night and that. But thankfully, I'm recovering. Hopefully, you're recovering. I'm sure you're listening to the news and how cold and flu season is running rampant here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. But Lord willing, we'll be back on this Wednesday night, New Year's Eve. Reminder, this coming Sunday will be our first new Sunday in the new year. We'll have our in-person prayer here in the sanctuary at 8:30, inviting you out to, if you guys haven't participated in that, I do encourage you to do so starting out the new year. However, on that Sunday, we will not have communion. Okay, just wanted to get that out there. You'll hear it in the one call and all the other stuff too. In-person prayer, but no communion. Then on Sunday, January 18th, which is the third Sunday in the month, that's when we'll be celebrating communion. That's also when we'll have our New Year's fellowship dinner, immediately following the worship service. Sister Melissa Lee has asked me to announce that please contact her for your food contribution to our fellowship dinner. Again, it's going to be potluck style, so we're asking every family to bring or contribute something to the dinner. Melissa Lee is going to be the contact person, as she has been for us for the past number of years. So her and her family are out of town today, but if you have her number, you can call her, email her. We've done this before, but just let her know she's in the process of trying to put together the menu for our New Year's fellowship dinner, and you can contact her with your food contribution. Amen? Okay? And I believe those were the few notes that I had that I wanted to share with everyone before we sound it off. Thanks again for all who are here today, those who are joining us here in the sanctuary, those of you who are joining us online via Facebook or YouTube Live, God bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness in being here today as well. The Lord bless you and keep you as you travel back home. Be safe. Enter the new year, right, with the right frame of mind. And as we spoke about today, heeding the counselor's counsel. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you once again. You've brought us in. And now we pray and thank you as you lead us out, as you lead us out, as we go back to our homes, to our residences. Father, give us safe travel. Give us traveling mercy. Keep your hand ever upon us and around us and under us. Keep not only us, but keep our children, keep our extended families. Keep them safe and covered by your blood. Allow us to enter the new year with you as our wonderful counselor, and allow us to enter the new year with a new boldness and confidence in sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. This is our hope and our prayer, and we ask it in Jesus' name. All of God's people say amen, amen, amen again. God bless you, Taylor.